Nothing had happened to her, and maybe nothing would. Harry and the Indian had paid no more attention to her as she lay on the couch. Two other men came in. Would they do something to her? The taller of the new men had a red ponytail. The other one was smaller and had his black hair slicked into a ducktail. My God, a ducktail. Both men looked at her curiously.
Dessert, J.D. said to Macklin.
Marcy felt the terror again, rippling through her like an electric serpent.
Leave her alone, Macklin said. Shame to waste her, J.D. said.
You touch her, and you'll have to explain it to Crow after we're finished, Macklin said. J.D. looked at Crow. Crow glanced at him for a moment. J.D. made a motion that might have been a shrug or a shiver.
She's safe with me, J.D. said.
She better be, Macklin said. I'm going to ask her when we come back. Marcy felt the serpent again. They had come in here and pointed a gun at her and tied her up and gagged her, but she had already begun to see them as protectors. She didn't want them to leave her with these other men. She made a noise.
You breathing okay? Macklin said. She nodded.
You want to go to the bathroom? Marcy shook her head. You're scared of these guys, Macklin said. No need. They won't touch you, will they, Crow?
They won't, Crow said.
Marcy could hear in his voice what the two men heard, and she realized they wouldn't dare cross him. She felt grateful to the Indian.
Sit tight, Macklin said to Fran and J.D. Don't answer the phone unless it's me. Monitor the calls on the answering machine. We'll be back in half an hour.
Mr. Smith and the Indian went out the door, and Marcy was alone with the two strange men. They both looked at her silently for a moment, and then ignored her.